Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it was a good Saturday. I thought it was going to be great, but we lost a game by half a point, had another underdog go into overtime and then failed to cover. So we end up winning $227.20. We'll take it as we move on to the next. But before we do so, we want to do a quick shout out here to the Early Edge with Jonathan Coachman and Company. Yeah, they celebrated a one-year anniversary of the show this week. They were one of the shows that helped inspire our show. So once again, congrats to everyone at the Early Edge on 1 year. Okay, let's get to the seven games we provided on the podcast yesterday in the National Football League. We have a system play this week. We have Houston plus the 8.5 over Seattle. We also like San Francisco minus the 1.5 over Cincinnati. We like Carolina minus the 2.5 over Atlanta. We like Buffalo plus the 3.5 over Tampa Bay. We like Washington plus the 4.5 over Dallas. We like the Titans and the Jaguars under the 43.5. And we like the Broncos and the Lions under 42. So now let's get to our three prop wagers for the day. Yes, it's all going to be quarterbacks this week. Play number one, Zach Wilson of the Jets under 214.5 yards passing against the Saints. So Wilson was rookie of the week last week for his performance against Philadelphia. He tossed for 226 yards. But this week he faces a Saints pass D that's a top 10 unit. They create tight windows and have the lowest open percentage in the National Football League. Now, he also is without key weapons, Elijah Moore and Corey Davis at wide receiver. So that spells trouble in my mind. So we're on Zach Wilson under the 214.5. Next up, Mike Glennon of the Giants, under 205.5 yards passing against the Chargers. So Glennon is questionable. He suffered a concussion last week, but we do expect him to play. The Chargers pass D actually ranks 7th in the NFL. That surprised me, actually. They only give up 209.5 yards passing per game, and they face much better quarterbacks than Glennon. So I'm going to take the under 205.5 with Mike Glennon passing yards against the Chargers. Next up, our final prop bet of the week is going to be Justin Fields of the Bears under 185.5 yards passing against the Packers. So Fields has gone over this number twice this season. His first game against Green Bay, he tossed 16 of 27 for 174 yards. I feel like Fields was trending in the right direction prior to the injury, but after missing a few weeks, it could be difficult tonight against a top 10 pass D. So I'm going to take the under 185.5 under the lights, hoping we can avoid the big play with Justin Fields. Next up, let's get to the frozen pond where we like Colorado minus 1.5 over Florida at a plus 160. So the Avs are 8-2-1 at home in the mile high air. Last time out, they beat Detroit 7-3. The Panthers, meanwhile, they're 4-3-4 on the road. Last time out, they won at Arizona 3-1. So the Avs have not only won three straight, they've scored 7 goals in each of those three games. I'm going to take my chances with the team scoring like that at home. Colorado, minus the 1.5, is the play at a plus 160. Next up, we go to the Association, where we're going to play Brooklyn and Detroit under the 213. So the Nets are 16-10 to the under this year, with 5 straight going under the total. The Pistons, meanwhile, are 13-11 to the under this year. Detroit and Oklahoma City are the only two teams in the NBA scoring under 100 points per game. I'm pulling for another dud tonight. We're going Nets and Pistons under the 213. Next up, we go to college basketball. We're going to lead off with our play of the day. It is a neutral site game in Brooklyn. They're going to play some great basketball in Brooklyn today, by the way. We're going to take the Gators of Florida minus the 4 over Maryland. So Maryland has lost 3 straight, including the 6-point loss to Northwestern after the coaching change. On the other side, I'm still scratching my head over the Florida loss to Texas Southern. It happens in college athletics, though. I still like this Gator team, so we're going to lay the four today with the Gators over Maryland in our college basketball play of the day. Next up, it is Dayton plus 2.5 over Virginia Tech. This is a Power 5 team at a mid-major. We love these games. Va-Tech, the Hokies are 7-3 with losses to Memphis, Xavier, and Wake Forest. They did have the win against Maryland, and other than that, that's about it for quality Ws. Meanwhile, the Flyers are 6-4 with an up-and-down season. They have bad losses to UMass Lowell, Lipscomb, and Austin Peay. On the flip side, they have an upset win over Kansas, Miami, and Belmont. The arena is sold out, and I expect pure pandemonium today. I'm taking the Flyers plus the 2.5 over the Hokies. Next up, we're going to play St. John's minus 7 against Colgate. So Colgate is 3-6 with the big upset win at Syracuse, plus they kept it within 3 against North Carolina State early in the season. Since then, they've lost 4 of 5 straight up as the favorite. Last time out, they lost by 3 at Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Mike Anderson and the Red Storm are 7-2 with losses to Indiana and Kansas. This team has lost 6 straight against the number with much bigger lines. That streak ends today. I expect the Johnnies to pull away and separate in this projected track meet. Give me St. John's minus the 7 over Colgate. Next up, what a game this is. It is Villanova plus 4.5 over Baylor. So Villanova had both UCLA and Purdue on the ropes before letting it slip away late. Baylor is a perfect 8-0 with wins over Michigan State, Arizona State, Stanford, and VCU. This should be a great college basketball game today. I wanted 6 or more, but it looks like we're going to have to settle for 4.5. I think the Wildcats actually win this one. So I'll take Jay Wright and Mr. Gillespie today at Baylor. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Fordham plus 8 over Miami of Florida. So this is being called a neutral site game today, but it's only 10 miles from the Bronx to Brooklyn, so advantage to Fordham. I'm making this a partial big school at little school type game. Fordham is 7-4 with upset wins over Rice and Akron. They lost their only Power 5 game at St. John's by 14. Maryland is 7-3 with losses to Alabama, Dayton, and Central Florida. They do have wins over Penn State and Clemson. I like this Hurricane team, but on this day, in their backyard, I'm going to take the Rams of Fordham plus the 8 over Miami. Next up, we're going to play New Mexico minus 2 over UTEP. So I'm not trying to play every New Mexico game, but it's just working out that way. The Lobos are playing good basketball outside of that Townsend State game. They've covered 3 straight, including the upset win at New Mexico State. Meanwhile, UTEP is 2-4, having lost to the same New Mexico State team this year by 6-3. The Miners lost by 26 last time out at Kansas. This should be a competitive game until the end, but I'm going to take Richard Pitino and the home team, minus 2 over UTEP. Then your final game of the college basketball card is going to be SIUE, plus 1.5 over UMKC. Whole lot of letters there. The SIUE Cougars are 3-6 coming off a nice 21-point win over Purdue Fort Wayne as a 2-point underdog. Meanwhile, UMKC is 3-4 with a big upset win at Missouri. Last time out, they beat Green Bay by 9. They call them Little Lee. Little Lee's a tough team to beat at home in Edwardsville, so I'm going with the Cougars plus the 1.5 today against UMKC. So let's recap your card. We already gave you the 7 games of the National Football League, so let's go over the prop wagers again. We're playing Zach Wilson under the 214.5 yards passing. We're playing Mike Glennon under the 205.5 yards passing. We're playing Justin Fields under the 185.5 yards passing. In the NHL, we're on Colorado minus the 1.5 against Florida at a plus 160. We're on Brooklyn and Detroit under the 213 in the NBA. Then in college basketball, your play of the day is Florida, the Gators, minus 4 over Maryland. We like Dayton, plus the 2.5 against Virginia Tech. We like St. John's, minus the 7 against Colgate. We like Villanova, on the road, plus 4.5 over Baylor. We like Fordham, plus the 8 against Miami of Florida. We like New Mexico, minus the 2 over UTEP. And we like the little E, SIEU, plus 1.5 over UMKC. So that's your card for a Sunday. Once again, we are 1-13 the last two Sundays on college basketball. We hope that trend changes this week. We need a winning Sunday. Good luck to everyone. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.